A couple of days ago, I told you the mock orange tree has bloomed. We saw a post from a media outlet saying there's a cyclone coming. All of these sort of doomsday predictions, right?
Yeah, so Nitso from Weather IQ, he's the expert. Is there a cyclone coming?
No.
So the post we've seen on social media should not be acknowledged at all.
Sometimes I just shake my head. But no. There's no cyclone coming. There's no cyclone on the way. There's nothing out there at the moment. And nothing out there. Listen, some people catch the at the moment part and go, oh, but there might be tomorrow. No, there's nothing coming in the foreseeable future.
So what's with the Gulf of Carpentaria cyclone? I have seen a few tracking maps that bring that system into central Queensland, central Australia, and possibly bringing a lot of rain. But in that, you can see part of Mackay, Whitsundays, Townsville, Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, all highlighted in the watch zone. What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know about a watch zone. People have got to be very careful about how they word these things. Look, The cyclone is dead. The cyclone is finished. It's gone. It's way out in the western parts of the NT.
Yep.
And what's happening, though, is it's driving some moisture into what we call an upper-level trough. And that upper-level trough does move eastwards. So the cyclone, dead, finished, gone. But what happens is the moisture it provides into this upper-level trough is going to track eastwards, and that will eventually get to the east coast around about probably midweek next week. And from that, that's where we're going to get some rain. It's not directly, could even argue, not even indirectly associated with the cyclone. It's just the upper trough that's bringing us the moisture that will give us rain. So we're not talking about a huge amount of rain, but we are talking about a few days of potential shower activity, maybe a bit of drizzle, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
At this stage, the numbers we're looking at in Mackay are not huge, but they're enough to green your grass for the week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so there's a fair bit there from that system, and plus you're going to get cooler, cloudy-type conditions by about midweek as well. The other thing, boys, just tonight, there's going to be a bit of an increase in shower activity locally, but that's from a different system. That's just a bit of a southeasterly surge coming up the coast, which is just going to give you a little bit of shower activity overnight tonight in the region, particularly on the ranges and up around the Whitsunday coastline. But look, Mackay's a pretty good chance of picking some of those up today.
There's nothing like a southeasterly surge, is there?
A southeasterly moisterly surge.
Yeah, exactly, like yeah.
So there's nothing to be concerned about.
Southeasterly is dry and rough, boys.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Okay. So well, let's go with the upper level trough then.
It's the opposite of the northeasterly, which is warm and moist.
We like the moist one, whatever it is. So in short, nothing to worry about. Nothing to be concerned about.
Absolutely not. But hopefully green grass next week.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Weather IQ, get onto that website, the Facebook page as well. Great source of information. Nitso, thank you.
Thanks, boys.
All right.